Hi everyone, welcome back to Random Thoughts with Ata. Living with anxiety can feel like being trapped in a never-ending loop of worry and fear. It's as if your mind is constantly racing, and even the simplest tasks feel overwhelming. Absolutely. Anxiety is not just about feeling nervous or stressed, it can manifest in so many ways. For some people, it might show up as panic attacks, where your heart races and you feel like you can't breathe. Exactly. Those moments can be incredibly frightening. I remember my first panic attack. I was in a crowded place, and suddenly, I felt like the walls were closing in. It's such a disorienting experience, and it's interesting how anxiety can manifest physically too. For instance, some people experience muscle tension or headaches, which can lead to a vicious cycle where anxiety causes physical symptoms, and those symptoms, in turn, increase anxiety. Right, it's like a feedback loop. You're anxious about feeling anxious, and managing that CA can be quite the challenge. One effective way to cope is through mindfulness practices. Mindfulness encourages you to focus on the present moment, which can help reduce feelings of anxiety. Absolutely, it's like taking a step back from the chaos in your mind. Techniques such as deep breathing or meditation can be incredibly grounding. Speaking of grounding, I've found that physical activities like yoga or even just going for a walk can help center me. The movement helps release built-up tension. Yes, being in nature can be particularly soothing. There's something about the fresh air and the sounds of the outdoors that can calm the mind. And let's not forget the importance of talking about your feelings. It can be so helpful to share your experiences with someone you trust. Definitely. Opening up to a friend or family member can alleviate some of the weight you carry. They might even offer perspectives you hadn't considered. I once had a friend who shared that, just saying, "I'm feeling anxious," was a huge relief for her. It validated her feelings and made her feel less alone. That's a great point. It's crucial to remember that you're not alone in this. Many people experience anxiety, and connecting with others can create a sense of community. Exactly, and there are also support groups specifically for anxiety. Being in a space where others understand your struggles can be incredibly comforting, for sure. Plus, there are various therapeutic approaches like cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, which teaches you how to challenge and change unhelpful thoughts. CBT is powerful because it provides practical tools. Instead of just talking about anxiety, it gives you strategies to combat it. And then there's exposure therapy, where you gradually confront the situations that trigger your anxiety. That can be really effective, but also requires a lot of courage. It does! But taking small steps can lead to significant progress. For example, if you have social anxiety, starting with small gatherings can help build your confidence. Exactly! And it's essential to celebrate those small victories. Every step forward is something to be proud of. And let's not forget about self-care. Regular sleep, a balanced diet, and limiting caffeine and alcohol can make a noticeable difference in managing anxiety. Oh, absolutely. It's amazing how much those lifestyle factors can impact your mental health. When I'm eating well and sleeping enough, I notice a significant decrease in my anxiety levels. Yes, and creating a routine can provide a sense of stability. Sometimes just knowing what to expect each day can help ease anxious thoughts. That's a great point. Structuring your day can help minimize the feeling of chaos that often accompanies anxiety. And while it's important to seek help when needed, sometimes simply acknowledging and accepting your anxiety can be powerful. It's okay to feel anxious. It doesn't define who you are. Exactly. It's about understanding that anxiety is a part of your life, but not the entirety of it. You can still pursue your goals and dreams despite feeling anxious. And remember, it's a journey. Living with anxiety doesn't mean you're weak or flawed. It means you're human. Absolutely. It's about finding the right tools and support that work for you. Everyone's journey with anxiety is unique, and that's okay. Yes, and it's essential to be kind to yourself throughout this process. Some days will be harder than others, and that's entirely normal. In the end, it's about progress, not perfection. With time, you can learn to manage anxiety and live a fulfilling life. Definitely, and let's remind our listeners that it's okay to reach out for help. There's strength in seeking support.